I could feel God telling me, you need to call her. You need to call her.
Welcome to the Christ United Quarantine Podcast, the show where we get advice, guidance, and inspiration to help us make it through this just one day at a time. I'm your host, Ashley Danner, digital content manager here at the church, and a lifelong student who's just trying to find another game other than Drawful to beat her friends at over Zoom. In today's conversation, I get to sit down digitally with my amazing boss. She is a wizard when it comes to communications and a pro at keeping people connected. Kristen Steed is here with me today, and we're going to talk about friendship and the art of staying connected during quarantine. We hope that this discussion will give us all some inspiration, encouragement, and things we can take into our own personal practices. Kristen, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here with me today.
Thank you, Ashley. So glad to be here, even if I don't get to be next to you, but I'm glad I get to hear your sweet voice.
I know. I miss seeing you every day.
It's so weird.
We see each other on Zoom, but
yeah, we're very good at that. We are.
Yeah. We're keeping up a good steady stream of staff Zooms. So,
which I recommend everyone does if they're not already doing. There's just something about seeing people face to face other than just over a phone call.
Mm-hmm. I missed my coworkers more than I thought. That's for sure.
Oh, the first all staff we had, my heart just melted scrolling through seeing everyone's pictures.
I know. And it's also cute to get to see people's space, you know, like what's hanging on the wall behind them and stuff.
Oh my goodness, yes. And I just went on an Amazon shopping craze to decorate the wall behind me because
that's awesome.
That's what we all need to do in quarantine.
Right. We have to get our digital sets handled. Awesome. So speaking of that, I ask my guests the same question every episode. Have you picked up any new hobbies or anything strange that you're doing during quarantine or maybe stopped doing entirely?
Well, yes, I'm decorating the room I'm in currently. I have picked that up. But other things, yeah, absolutely. I guess I should warn folks that know the Enneagram. I'm an Enneagram 3, which means I thrive on trying to succeed a goal or what have you. So, of course, I decided to up my half marathon training. So I've added more of a running game. And I'm also trying out all new types of healthy recipes. Mm. So that's been really fun because we've had more time to do that. And then with the kiddos, I've got a 6-year-old girl and a 3-year-old girl. We've dove into some fun projects because we have the time now. So we're building for my oldest a Lego city. And so we're pulling that together. And we also have let her read Harry Potter. And so that's been a new fun distraction for us all at this time. We're going to watch the movie this weekend. We finally finished the book. So,
oh my gosh. Pretty... What did she say? I'm so excited. My listeners know that I love Harry Potter.
Oh, well, we immediately started reading it again. If that gives you any indication.
Look, that's also my style. So that's
I told her we had to pause before number 2. So she's loving that. And I mean, I know I've picked up things, but that's because I was able to put down a lot of things too. And for me, it was just the rush, like having kids and we were rushing from work to school, to activities, to dinner, so that's been really nice. Not my decision, but I appreciate that it has happened for me.
Right. Just this forced slowdown has kind of just allowed everybody to, you know, I know for you, there was lots of soccer
and dance
all the time and dance.
Yes. Well, and it's been interesting to see, because I think what's going to come out of this, at least for myself, I'm trying to find meaning in this. And I've already told my husband, I'm not going back to the way we lived before. Like, I'm not. And it's just interesting because I've already been, you know, of course, there's Zoom dance classes. And so it's been interesting to see what my girls have still been engaged with. And we still get the soccer ball out and play in the backyard. But we're not as excited to participate in our dance classes. So I think we'll find it interesting to see what we pick back up that was our old normal whenever we get back together too.
Right. It's a fun test for what we're we're actually invested and excited about. I know that when you have littles, there's so many options and so many friends are doing everything too. And so we want to do it too. And so, yeah, that's fun to see. I'm glad that they like soccer more than dance. I know that's their thing too.
Yeah, not that. I help coach Lila's soccer team, for those who don't know. So yeah, not that I'm biased or anything, but it does make me smile a little bit.
Awesome. So this is a good segue, talking about, you know, digital dance classes and what have you. What are some ways that people can stay connected to connected digitally right now or otherwise? I think that lots of people are pretty familiar with Zoom at this point. Maybe not. I mean, I did just talk to one of my best friends in another state yesterday to catch up with her, and she had yet to Zoom with anyone. Which I was like, how have you not Zoomed at this point? So that was great. I got to be her first Zoom.
Oh, it's like a rite of passage. I know. I feel like Zoom is kind of like the new Google. Like, have you Zoomed today? Like, we use it as a verb and a noun and an adjective. And yeah, so if you have not Zoomed yet, it is a video conferencing tool that is very easy to use. And something that I know at the church we started out using with our staff meetings, which we still do, a group of us still get together on it every morning to just check in. And then it's gone from just the work environment to games and gatherings and virtual happy hours. So I would check that one out if you haven't, because it's there's a free version of it. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, yeah, within like the first week, I think I already had a Friday night. We were supposed to be having a girls' night out at a hotel with all these moms. We finally had booked it. We were so pumped about it. And then shelter in place happened. So we made the most of it, set up a Zoom conference call, grabbed a glass of wine, you know, or you can grab your mocktail. And then we just all gathered around. And there's just something about seeing someone's face. Not just hearing their voice, but seeing that face, that I think is really important way to stay connected. Mm-hmm. But I know, and people are probably already doing that, but we've gotten creative with ours, and we don't just Zoom, but we've got here at Christ United, I'm part of the Faith Builders Sunday morning class, and we get together every Saturday night after the kiddos have gone to bed for a social gathering. And at first it started as trivia, which was super fun. One of us would be like the trivia host and we would ask all the questions, and then we really enjoyed it, but we were ready to mix it up. So I was like, what else can we do? So last weekend we did the newlywed game, couple COVID version.
Oh, wow.
So it was great. I watched one of the shows from the 70s for episodes for inspiration. I had everyone write down, you know, we asked each couple to make sure they had a piece of paper and hit it. And so it got really unique. And then this week we're going to change it up again, and I'm going to try to figure out a way to do the match game.
Yeah. That game is so cute with Betty White.
Yes, right. The old the 70s version is what I also gathered inspiration from. So I would say, not only, I know people are out there Zooming and that's great, but there's also some, get creative. What are you into? I know, Ashley, you do something with your friends too that y'all are passionate about.
I haven't shared this with my viewers just yet, or my listeners. Nobody's viewing me. I'm not dressed for video. But I, am an avid Dungeons and Dragons player, which is a role-playing game with dice. And, you know, many people probably heard about that, especially if you've watched Stranger Things. But yeah, me and my friends have been playing via Zoom all through quarantine. And anybody who's played, you know, it's a game that you sit down and you play for at least a few good hours. And so honestly, we've gotten to play more since quarantine started than we have since, you know, ever before. It's been fantastic. It's kind of fun to get to pick up and start a game, and really invest in it. So yeah, that's been crazy fun, which is essentially a happy hour and a game night wrapped up in one. It's been fun. We played last night and, it's just been so easy. Zoom especially has really fun things where you can like share your screen and also even share like your iPad screen.
Yeah.
If you connect to it. So if you've got a game on either of those things, you can show it to the class essentially and play along together. So that's been really cool. We've really liked that a lot.
I think that's what's really neat is just having these different areas that you're interested in. You can work together with your friends to try to keep that going. And I don't know about you. I don't know if y'all play on the same night, but I think for us to change up these, you know, the days are long and sometimes I can't tell my weekday from my weekend. So right. Having something that it's like every Saturday night, it's like, yes, this is something different and I get to connect with people. And I think that's important that you have something to look forward to in your week.
Oh yeah. I mean, ours has been, some of my most, you know, avid players and wonderful friends are, nurses right now downtown. And so they have a very stressful job obviously right now. And so getting to play has been exactly that, like something to look forward to and something for us to look forward to. And so, I mean, and because Zoom allows you to be so nimble, with your time, we've been able to just kind of follow their schedule, you know, cause theirs is changing constantly and it's kind of been Wednesdays or sometimes Tuesdays or sometimes Mondays. And then even more fun because we have the time, people will kind of just message and be like, just hanging around. Anybody want to play a game? And you can immediately just start up, you know, like I said earlier, we've been playing a lot of the Jackbox game Drawful. And that has been super fun, which is, by the way, free to download, for anyone on steam.com. That's a computer game download site. And, you just download it on your laptop, or your desktop, and you can share that on the screen and your friends can use their phones to click in and play. And it's like Pictionary. It's great. It's been my favorite, honestly.
What a unique thing to do. I think that is so fun. And I've even heard, I don't know about you, but even my parents and my friends' parents what if I was having karaoke night?
What?
On the Zoom. Karaoke night, y'all. That's amazing. I mean, I would not do that because I'm not confident in my singing ability, but I love hearing these stories and seeing what other people are doing. And this is another thing that's kind of fun that we're doing, but we're not necessarily playing with our neighbors, but our neighbors next to us are super into board games.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent and I haven't, we're interested in them, but we don't know a lot about them. And almost about every week, they'll drop off a new board game on our doorstep. And then Trent and I get to play it. And there's something we always then go back and get to talk to him about the game and get to like tell him what we thought of it. And it's just brought a new interesting conversation that we can have with our neighbors. And then something else that Trent and I can do that's different from each night as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Because yeah, the world of board games is ginormous. I don't know if y'all know this. I just know it because I'm a nerd. It's like this total revival of board games. And just down the street, actually, from the church, for those of you who live in Plano, there's a store called Madness Games.
Yeah.
It's right over there, just past the Tom Thumb. And just like, I think it sounds like your neighbors, they have just walls and yes. walls and walls and walls full of board games. And so, you know, as soon as they open businesses up to go pick up and stuff, that would be a great place to get to pick up games.
Order on Amazon too. I swear I'm not promoting Amazon. I think they have enough of their own, but yeah, I mean, if we don't have two or three packages on our doorstep a day, it's a weird day. But Amazon has some really cool games too. And so we'll get some in the mail also and just to tinker around with. And then we kind of save our board games because Trent and I, you know, we're here with two young kids and mm-hmm. we still want to connect just the two of us together. Mm-hmm. So we now have Thursday night date night, which it's like, what? Do you get a babysitter?
Aww.
No, We and the girls actually get very excited about this. We're lucky, and we have an upstairs and downstairs. So on Thursday nights, we about 5:30 send the girls upstairs for movie night, which they get very excited about, and they get to eat their dinner upstairs and hang out and watch a movie. And then Trent and I go to the dining room, and he usually cooks us some fancy meal. Maybe it's steak night, and we get to just have adult conversation, and then we usually play some sort of board game. And it's just a nice break from the day and interrupts what's been going on with work or with the kids, and just get some one-on-one time with him.
That's awesome. That's great. So are there any other things that you've been using? I know that, I don't know if anybody else has had this experience. I live in an apartment, and I feel like our text messaging has been really spotty. When all of this like first went down, my parents apparently had been texting us, and they have Android phones and we have Apple phones. And so the Wi-Fi texting wasn't working. And so it was multiple days before we figured out that they had been kind of like trying to casually get a hold of us until they called, and we're like, are y'all okay? Are y'all doing all right? And we're like, yeah, sure. Why? And they were like, we've texted you like 4 times and you haven't answered. So once we figured that out, finally, we downloaded WhatsApp, which I'm sure lots of people have used if you've internationally traveled and you don't want to have to pay for local data. WhatsApp is like a Wi-Fi texting system. And so we've actually been able to use that to stay really well connected with big groups of friends, as well as like our family, and send photos and links. And it works like text messaging, but it's so much easier. And it doesn't matter what type of phone you have. So if anybody's been needing that, that's been my preference too.
I believe it also has a FaceTime option as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. It has video calling as well, which is great for my parents who don't have Apple phones.
Exactly. So
we're able to kind of FaceTime with them, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, we also have cousins down in Austin who also don't have iPhones. So we downloaded WhatsApp so that the kiddos could talk to each other. So that's definitely getting more utilized. And something that the kids, my girls have been doing, especially my oldest, is Facebook has a Facebook Messenger Kids app. And so it's controlled. It's called Messenger Kids, and it's controlled by the parents. So it's through my profile, and I get to accept or not accept who she could talk to, but it all rings through my phone anyways. So I would know from there. And, but they have a lot of fun on it. Lila usually likes, there's games on it. She can play back and forth with her friends. There's also a lot of filters. And so I feel like I'm creating a monster, but it's just so sweet to hear her and her friends giggling with each other as they have turned the other one into like a unicorn mermaid man. Like it's I have found it very safe because I know who it's connected to with the parents, and I've had to accept it. So you might check that out if you haven't tried anything. And my daughter, like I said, she's 6 and she has enjoyed it, and her younger sister likes to try to enjoy it too.
Right, sure. When it's happening, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, like how kids are staying connected right now, because that's something that you know, been talking to Meredith over the children's department about this as well, that Zoom can be kind of hit or miss with kids, or FaceTime or what have you. And at the beginning, Zoom needed some privacy filters and different things put on it as well. So it wasn't really a safe space to just let kids loose. And they've done a lot to fix that now. But yeah, it's one of those things that works through email. So it's email or texting. So it's harder to maintain. So besides that, has there been any ways that they've been staying connected with friends and maybe their classmates?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, as you mentioned, Zoom's been, and I think it's just like anything, at first it was new, at least for my kindergartner, and she was not really comfortable with it. Like it was very, and she can be shy at times too. And so when we first Zoomed with like her online dance class, she was not having it. It was basically she hid behind me and I was like, well, this is kind of pointless. But she has since then, her class now Zooms, and she's in kindergarten, so it's not required, but they Zoom every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. And her teacher shows her like there, she calls it her new class dog, which is her dog that she just got. And she even has the kids. I mean, kindergarten teachers are angels from heaven, in my opinion, but she's still able to corral these kids over Zoom. And I think just seeing their faces, Lila's now looks forward to it. At the beginning of the Zoom things, she was not so sure, but I think as we've gone deeper into this, she's realized that that's the way that she gets to connect with her classmates still. So she looks forward to those days. And the cutest thing happened, I believe it was last Friday, is two other moms and I set up a little Zoom lunch date for our girls. And so the three of them over Friday lunch, they had, Lila had her Lunchable because she still has to have a Lunchable, even though I can make her a lunch, pulls out her little Lunchable and sat in front of her Chromebook and Zoomed with two of her girlfriends while they ate lunch. And at first it was almost like that awkward, like, do you want to say hi first? And the parents were steering that conversation. Mm-hmm. But after like half an hour, they were their silly selves. Like we could hear Lila was like running laps around telling everyone else to get out of their chairs and run in their rooms with her. I don't know what or why. And then they took their Zoom into each of their bedrooms. And Lila kept coming out because they had this idea on their own, these sweet little six-year-olds. She goes, okay, what board games do we have? Because our idea is that if each of us have the same game, we'll pull it out and we'll be able to play together. So sweet girls tried Connect Four, which was interesting because there's three of them. But so what they ended up doing was they pulled out their coloring books and they just sat in front of their Zoom and colored and chatted. And I had to eventually pull them off after 2 hours because I had to use the Zoom meeting. Like it was the sweetest. And she just, Lila and I heard from both the moms too, like the joy that they felt after getting to see one another and not just like through a class, but like they're just so silly and it's hard to be silly with adults and they need that silly space to be ridiculous. And so, if you haven't done it, the Zoom classes are great, but for parents, you know, try to get one or two friends on that play date. Cause I think that it's much easier when you can connect one-on-one or in a smaller group. I think their little personalities come out more.
Absolutely. That's adorable. I love that so much. So I also know that part of your job, as the communications director is trend spotting. So this is, you know, the ability to kind of see what's next, see where we can connect with people more, what's upcoming in the future. Is there anything on the horizon as far as what you've seen people using more of or trying? I mean, I know that I know that one of my favorite things has been watching all of the new people get on things like TikTok and you know, all of these hilarious apps where moms are now becoming TikTok stars, just doing silly dances and stuff.
I know that I'm seeing that too. And I'm seeing a lot of people figuring out all the live features within the social media tools. So whether it's Facebook Live or it's Instagram TV or it's almost overwhelming for me because I get a notification every time I get on one of those platforms about so-and-so being live. And some of them are brilliant and others are super boring. but I feel like everyone is figuring out their audience. And so I'm really impressed with the creative and innovative ways businesses and people are coming up to connect with their customers and community. So I really am appreciating that. I'm hearing more about collaborations too. Like one of my favorite gals is an author called Rachel Hollis, and her husband actually have been doing a Facebook Live every morning for the last 3 years. So they're in this, But they just told us that they mentioned Brad Paisley on one of their morning shows, and they Zoomed. They're like, Brad Paisley sent us a DM asking if we wanted to Zoom. So they Zoomed with Brad Paisley, and they're probably going to have him on their Facebook Live morning show. So people are getting so creative here, which I love. And I think that it's also really neat to see, like, I have my business hat on mind a little bit here, but for especially those small businesses, how they're getting creative in being of value, whether they can, like I saw Grubburger is having like a milkshake happy hour that they're posting on their social media so that people can swing by and pick that. Even Pinstack, because you can't bowl right now, but they're figuring out ways to, they have little adult beverages to go where then you'll get these coupon reimbursements for, or gift card reimbursements later to come play with them. So I think those are really exciting to see too. And just what other value can be added that I think, as you and I have always known being digital marketing folks, that first and foremost on these platforms, you want that value of the content, but now they're actually putting it out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so true. My parents, we own a small business as well. And it's been fun to watch my parents who, you know, haven't been very interested in exploring the digital space when it comes to their business. We're out of San Antonio and we do make Fiesta medals. And it's funny. My mom called me and was like, okay, I need you to talk me through how you do an Instagram contest.
I love it.
I know. And so that's been so fun to work on with her and just see how people have been doing things. I've been so impressed with restaurants.
Yes.
Like, I mean, talk about people who are like, all small businesses are getting just hit hard right now. But you know, some of these restaurants that we love have really figured it out, man, and using social to say what's on the menu every day. And, you know, what's the family meal? Communion out of Richardson has been doing this fantastic weekly menu for, four meals for families. And, like for every certain amount of meals that are purchased, they get to deliver meals to first responders.
Oh.
And so that's just been, I mean, I've just been so impressed and excited about everything that everyone's doing right now.
I feel the same way. Just even just like Whiskey Cake had this where you actually take it and cook it yourself, whole gathering of things. And
I saw that.
Yeah. And we had some friends who did that. We had already bought a bunch of meat, so we didn't need any more. But I think, and yeah, so for those of us who are consumers, be on the lookout, because these are also really fun things to look for right now to enjoy it during this time too. Like I'll text if I find something that I find on social media where it's something cool, I'll screenshot it and I'll text it to Trent and I'll be like, let's save this for Sunday so we could get excited about what we've got going on Sunday. But even here at Christ United, we've had to dig really deep and get creative and innovative in our digital marketing. Obviously this podcast, we've always dreamed of launching a podcast and it was like, let's do it. Like, let's figure this out.
We've got the space and time. Let's do it.
Yeah. And I love it. I think that's what, there's so many hard things of this time, but man, there's so much goodness that if we dive in deep and look for it, there's going to be some really amazing things that come out of this forced time we're having to do.
And I'm so excited to see what sticks.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that all of these businesses have found a completely new way to bring people in. And I think as a church, we have felt so empowered and excited by how many people have stepped up and learned new things in order to be in community together and in community with us at the church. I mean, people who have really not been excited about, you know, doing something digitally have learned new things and are connecting with their church family. And it is the coolest thing to see. It just proves how innovative and resilient our family up at the church is.
Oh, I know.
It's been so great.
It's really been, and we're trying new things and we're watching to see what works, and we're making changes as soon as we need to make changes. So everyone else will be on the lookout for exciting things, because I know we're continuing to come up with ways. Within my Faith Builders group, we're doing a girls book club on a new book.
Yeah.
And we meet every Wednesday night, and we do it after the kiddos have gone to bed. And we've never done anything like this before. And I know this is surprising, but we get really deep, and I love it. And I've had so many of the women text me saying, I need this right now. And that's something anyone can get started. If you're already like me, I love books. So I want to bring everyone along with me on my book journey. So just start something with your friends. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to last forever, especially because, you know, this will end. Plenty of time to try new things. This seems like a good moment to take a break and share our fun fact that we always have every episode. Today, Kristen and I collaborated on this one, and we both think it's just bonkers. So here we go. In March, just March.
1 week in March.
One week in March. 62 million downloads of video conferencing apps like Zoom. 62 million. You know, you don't know if that's people or if that's people putting it on multiple of their devices or whatever. But I mean, that is like a ton of people trying something new all at the same time in order to stay connected. That is just whoop whoop. I mean, it's like, man, I should have taken out some Zoom stock, right? It's like, woo. It's crazy. Yeah.
And that's 14 times the average of a week of download. 14 times. So wow. people are on the Zoom or other video conferencing apps, but Zoom is definitely the one we hear the most about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in thinking about everything that you've been saying, and you've been talking about, you know, all these different ways that you've been able to connect with neighbors, and ways that your kids have gotten to, you know, independently connect with their friends. What are some positive developments that you have found in your friendships during this time specifically? You know, you've talked about you've been able to go deep. Is there anything else additional to that that you've noticed that's been positive for you?
Yeah. So something that's so easy. I don't know about you, but I'm the worst at calling my friends. Like, I am great at text messaging. I am really good at text messaging, but just picking, especially my friends that I've had forever. I have one best friend who's down in Austin, so she's not too far away, that we've been best friends since college. And, you know, when we first left college, we talked on the phone quite a bit, but in the age of our children being young and life being hard, we just text. Well, she is also an essential worker. She's a nurse practitioner, so she's in a really tough spot right now. Mm-hmm. And I just honestly felt God telling me to call her the Saturday after the first shelter in place happened. And I hadn't called her in probably 5 years, honestly. We've seen each other. And I was like, she's going to find it weird. I felt weird. I felt nervous about it. I don't know why. It was so silly. I honestly, and in my head, I'm like, she's going to think something's wrong.
Right.
That was the first thing. And so I was like, I'm going to do it anyways. So I was out on a walk by myself, and I picked up the phone and called her, and it was wonderful. It was so wonderful to hear her voice and just be able to tell each other where we were at. And then we just got in the silly conversations you can only get into whenever you're talking on a phone. And she was just like, thank you so much for reaching out. Like, it's been a tough week, and hearing each other's voices just, if I can say anything, it's so old school in this way. Zoom is so new school, but old school, call your friends, call your mom, call the people, especially the people that you know are tugging on your heart. Like I said, I could feel God telling me, you need to call her. You need to call her. So listen to that. Cause that's been really positive, in developments, and yeah, like I said, book club. Like, I love getting deep. And I crave it. Ashley and I get deep.
We do every Friday.
We do. And so her and I don't have our deep time. So that's probably why I'm craving it even more. And I've gotten deeper with friends than I have before. So I'm so excited about how these friendships are going to evolve to what they'll be after this.
Absolutely. It's interesting to think, because I've had a lot of the same experiences of people that, you know, you feel like it might have been awkward to reconnect with previous to this. But for some reason, all of this just kind of breaks down all those barriers of, I know I haven't talked to you in like 8 years, but, you know, I'm going to tell you that I really liked this thing on your Instagram. And also, how are you doing? You know, I mean, I think that the oldest friendship I've picked back up during quarantine is over 10 years.
Oh,
like I haven't talked so to this sweet. Person since I was homeschooled when I was in like the fifth and sixth grade. And like for some reason she's a writer. And I follow her on Instagram and just, you know, just seeing how things are going. And I mean, it's just been amazing. It was so fun because literally we were revisiting memories of when we were playing at her house when we were, you know, 8, 9, 10, which is just so fun. But yeah. And I mean, in contrast to that, has there been anything that's been really difficult in maintaining connections during quarantine? I mean, I feel like for me, it's been interesting because like I used to call my mom every day, like almost every day just to check in and see what's what. And I feel like I don't have a lot to say right now to someone that I usually talk to super consistently. Like, I don't have a lot to share. So it's funny. It's a lot of like, how are you? Here's what I'm eating today. Yep. That's about it. I love you.
Yeah.
She painted her bathroom. So, I mean, what's been hard about this for you?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, especially the grandparents for my children. You know, we're blessed that my parents live close and Trent's parents live close, but then it's like, oh, they want, you know, and so they'll do, my parents especially, will come by the house, but we're maintaining social distancing. So it's like they're on the sidewalk next to the curb and my children are up on the front porch and being like, you can't hug grandma and grandpa right now. Well, that's definitely not, they go by Coco and Coach, of course, but it's just like, and especially a 6 and a 3 year old, like I can't hug my grandparents.
Yeah. So rough. That's like, hard to explain.
And my mom's birthday was on Monday and it's like, I couldn't give my mom a birthday hug.
Ugh.
So it's just those things just like that we all probably took for granted outside of this quarantine. It's just those pieces are super hard. The family connect, you know, because we're in, if you're not quarantining with your family, then it's really hard to be able to get close to them right now.
I know.
So those things are hard. I would also say it's a lot. I've been going through, I do a pretty good job outside of quarantine managing how much I'm on social media because I've been up and down and I know it's not a super healthy place to stay in all the time.
Right.
But now that that's a lot of ways that I keep up with folks, I do find myself going down that rabbit hole more than I used to. And it's not only are you connecting though with your friends, but that's also where the news is coming from. That's where the bad news is coming from. And it's good to stay informed, but you also need to be aware that some of these news outlets, I mean, they're businesses. So they're putting out their stuff that they know you're going to keep coming back for more. So I really have to be careful what kind of content I'm consuming when I'm trying to connect, but getting that into my brain, especially after a certain time of night, whoa, talk about not sleeping. So yeah, I just like your children, you know, we limit screen time. I'm trying to enforce that into myself too. Whether I'm like before, whenever I'm done with work, I try to put my phone on my, on the charger and then step away for a while and mm-hmm. just live outside of the technology. Cause it's really easy to get sucked into all the technology right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, after talking to Lori, in one of our previous episodes about mental health and wellness, that was one of the things she was really, you know, certain about with me was we should not be really doing a whole lot of social right before bed. And you know, it's really improved my sleeping and all kinds of stuff. Even as the digital content manager, I'm constantly seeing what people are doing and this, that, and the other. I have to turn it off at 10, like at 10 o'clock, even though I'm up, I'm a night owl, it's got to go off. Otherwise my brain can't unhinge from that stuff. And it just plays in my brain all night. And you're right. Like there's lots of dramatic headlines right now. And I mean, it's a dramatic time. I'm not saying that, you know, it isn't dramatic, but it's stressful. And we got to make sure that we're getting enough information to stay informed and stay safe and then let it go and just keep doing the next right thing, right?
We all need a little Anna in our life right now.
I know.
It is. And what the advice that I heard too was use resources like the CDC and the World Health Organization. Like they're mm-hmm. not out there to earn a profit. So they're going to put out their information that is unbiased, I think, as you can get.
Right. And just remember that people who are speaking to this stuff, it's all going through their lens. You know, even news organizations, even your favorite news organization, you know, I'm a huge, huge NPR fan. Love NPR. And I just have to remember, you know, like, even though these are my favorite people, they're still people. And I still need to check my sources. And I still need to make sure I know where the link that I'm sharing on Facebook is coming from. And for that matter, you know, as a side note, look, folks, Facebook still has a lot of people who want your information. Every time that you do one of these quizzes or tests, if it asks you to look at your personal information on Facebook, look.
Say no.
Just say no. Just don't. I know your friends are doing it. Hop on over to BuzzFeed and do some quizzes that don't need your personal information in order to do them.
Yeah. You don't need to know what kind of cat you would be if you're a cat that bad.
Right.
But you need to be accepting anyone to have access to your profile. When they're asking to have access to your profile, you hit decline, say no thanks. No, my information is not going to Russia. And move on with your life.
It's a very real thing. We've got lots of fun articles we can share with you if you're interested in learning about staying safe on social media.
Yeah.
Because like we keep our people protected and we have to watch out for ourselves too.
Absolutely.
So besides connecting with friends, external friends, do you want to share anything with us today as far as ways to keep connected with your family at Christ United? Or maybe some fun things that are coming up. I mean, I personally touch a lot of stuff that is going out to our church family right now. And I know we've got a lot of good options. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So like Ashley and I were talking about earlier too, we were sharing how we're always coming up with new and creative inventive ideas too. So even after this podcast airs, who knows, there might be some cool other ways to get involved. But as we mentioned, you know, if you normally attend church at Christ United or you don't, our online worship is a great way to get connected with us. And you can watch that on our Facebook Live, or you can head over to cumc.com on our live stream. And you're going to be able to view either our traditional service or our modern service that's called Table of Grace. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good peek into what we've got going on at Christ United. And then besides that, we're always connecting people into small groups and Sunday morning classes. Like I've mentioned, we're still Zooming those. So if you're part of one or you're not part of one, connect with us and we'll get a group together for you, because we want to make sure that our family here is very supported during this time. Mm-hmm. And then digitally, we are, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but we're putting out some pretty amazing content here in the communications department and media, right, for that matter. So if you're not following us on our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, those are our big ones that we do, head on over and follow us, because we are doing Facebook Lives with prayer services. We're also sharing on Sunday nights. Reverend Chris Dow does his Bible in 50 Days class, which used, mm-hmm, to be, you know, we did not stream that prior to the quarantine, but people need stuff like this during the time. So if you've ever been interested into learning more about the Bible, he goes through a different chapter each week, so you don't have to have attended the week before. That goes on Facebook Live every Sundays at 5 p.m., and I'm there, so if you have questions, I'm reading them in the comments, and it's really fun. And then, of course, keep listening to this podcast. I can't wait to see all the other great content Ashley turns out, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see some more podcast launches from us in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been so much fun. I can't wait to include more people. And, you know, we're slowly working our way through our staff. And then I hope to get some more church members on here as well. We've got so many people in our community that are so fantastic and like experts in their field. You know, this week we had the Murphys with us, which was just such a fun time. I mean, I had not gotten to meet them before, and I got to spend more than an hour just chatting with them before and after our recording. And I mean, it just made me realize how many people are at home who are in our church family who we can share with the rest of our church. So I'm really excited about that. And if you want to stay connected with us via email, we've got weekly emails going out as well. You can subscribe to those at cmc.com/subscribe. And we've got our devotionals going out for Faith and 50 during the week, our weekly update from Chris on Wednesdays, and a devotional with Dawn on Saturdays. So those are great ways to just get a little ping from us throughout the week and hear what's going on and what's coming up. These podcasts are also going to be available on Apple Podcasts, and they are currently. And then we're hoping, we're still muscling with Spotify just a little bit, but those will be up there as well. So you can listen to these as well as our sermons in both Table of Grace and the Sanctuary as you are doing whatever you're doing throughout the day. So connect with us and get a little goodness in your day.
Yay.
Yay. Well, Kristen, I miss seeing you every day.
I know.
Thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us today. I'm so happy to get to share you with a larger audience. You're just so much fun in general. And for those of you out there who are listening and might want to ask her a follow-up question or inquire as to how to get connected, like she was saying, up at the church, you can email her directly at kristin@cmc.com. That's kristin@cmc.com. And she'll either get you an answer or connect you with someone who will help you out.
Absolutely.
So thanks, boss.
Thanks so much for having me on, Ashley. This was great. Loved getting to spend time with you.
I know, me too. I hope all of you out there remember to take it just one day at a time. Lean on God every time you can. And show yourself a little love and grace too. We love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.